Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. Here we go. Buckle up. This is going to be a really fun one. We're going to be talking about some things that I think you'll probably want to bookmark. I think this is going to be a big one. We're going to talk about the Insurrection Act, and you'll find out. So I really think you'll really enjoy it. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical. This is biblical, what we are all experiencing. And don't ever forget that. Sometimes I forget that because it's become so, of course, but a lot of people still don't realize what we're experiencing is biblical. This is the Battle of Armageddon. And so it would stand to reason that you'd get a lot of pushback. But anyway, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And so we really appreciate you and love you. And President Trump loves you, the great father. And so, yeah, he says, all right, happy Father's Day. Our country is doing great. Record job numbers, stock and stock market, best economy ever, greatest military in the world by far. We are winning on all fronts, winning like never before. God bless you all, President Donald J. Trump. Yeah, I love it. Every day that we wake up and President Trump is our president is a great day, whether people realize it or not. So yeah, thank you for all of our wonderful fathers. So the first though, before we start, I've got something fun to tell you at the beginning. And I've got something really fun to tell you at the end, and there's fun in the middle too. first I'm going to just show you a private tour of President Trump's new airplane. How about that? Of course, beautiful, beautiful airplane. If you know, the President Trump's personal airplane is navy on top and white on bottom with a red stripe in the middle. And now this one's reversed. It's a mirror image, basically, of his own plane. The beautiful red carpet coming down the stairs. They have a brand new, spanking new hangar for it because it's huge. And so this was given. It was gifted to us. We don't have to pay them back. This was gifted to us. And from, I think it's the Qataris, but bottom line, they just respect President Trump so much. They know that it is because of him that there is peace in the Middle East. And they're going to make a million times more this amount, whatever this, the cost of this, I think it was $500 million. It's crazy how much money this plane was, but it, whatever it was, they know that it's, you know, thanks to President Trump, that they'll have peace in the Middle East. So they don't care how much they had to pay. And even beyond that, they just adore President Trump. Wild day we're living in. Look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? It's just beautiful. And I don't really think they made that many changes to the interior. But yeah, look how it doesn't even look like a plane. It looks like just this beautiful hall. Yeah, this is the table that you can sit around and have your meetings. And it looks like just a regular couch, just like you're at home. So isn't that beautiful? That is your private tour of that of the new President Trump Air Force One, Trump Force One. So I will go ahead and grab this link if you want to have that and share that. It's actually pinned right now on my Melissa Redpill X account. If you aren't following over on my Melissa Redpill X account, definitely go and follow there. It's a great way for us to reach normies. So if you can help me there, that would be great. As much as I love our Getter and our Truth Social and our Telegram, which you can find all the links for those on melissaredpill.com. I really like to have our Melissa Redpill over on X that we can help to reach people that would maybe never have heard the message. And that's all, what it's all about, is how can we reach more and more and more people with the wonderful truth about what is going on. Like I said, we look at all these events in the light of God's word. This is literally, literally biblical, what we're experiencing. Now, I'm going to show you, I've just sent over the link to also to the YouTube chat. So grab the YouTube chat. I want you guys to cross-pollinate. This is not X-rated. I just want you to get to be buddies with the folks on YouTube and the YouTube folks. I want you to get to be friends with the ones on Rumble. And what I'll do real super quick is I'll go ahead and grab this link from the Rumble, and I'm going to pop it right now into the chat over on YouTube, so you guys can be friends over there too. You know, because we need all the friends we can get in this crazy day. And that you're going to love each other, because each and every one of you is an amazing patriot and a deplorable. Yay. I love my deplorables. All right. So, yeah, this is President Trump talking about the plane looks tippy top.
Blue. And we like the baby blue, but it was time for a change. And this is the sleekest line. Everything was designed good. It was my taste. I will say, he said, what color do you like? I said, I like the color of the American flag, right? That makes sense. So we have that, and all of the planes in the fleet are being changed into this look, which is a much better look and a more appropriate look. And these are the new colors, red, white, and blue. And we like the baby blue, but it was time for a change.
Uh-oh, where's the tippy top? Did he say tippy? I missed it. I was too excited about the other things he was saying. Just a second.
And this is the sleekest line. Everything was designed good. It was my taste, I will say. He said, what color do you like? I said, I like the color of the American flag, right? That makes sense. So we have that, and all of the planes in the fleet are being changed into this look, which is a much better look and a more appropriate look.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I grabbed the wrong one. Anyway, there's one where he says it looks tippy top. Anyway, I apologize for that. But yeah, so I want you to see that. I just love this beautiful plane being in red, white, and blue, our country's colors. And he says he likes the baby blue. What is this he's talking about, the baby blue? It was the colors of Israel. Now, I don't really think of that color as baby blue, but he calls it baby blue. Kind of, as, in my opinion, he's kind of giving a put down to the Zionists who tried to control America, even down to the color of the plane. You know, the symbolism is their downfall. We realize that that's what they've been doing all this time. It's you know, that was not American colors. This was Israeli colors. And so all these presidents have been riding around in basically an Israel plane. So, yeah, it's we realize now, it's just everywhere you look, you see the symbolism if you just have the eyes to see it. And so when President Trump said this is more appropriate, it's more appropriate to have our plane the colors of our nation and not the colors of Israel. Hello. Had anybody ever noticed that before? I'm sorry to say that I hadn't. I see a lot of symbolism, but I had not seen that. So I want you to see that today. All right. So let's jump in here and say what is happening with the Yule Find Out. First, I'm going to show you the original video where President Trump says Yule Find Out when he's talking about the storm. And one of the reporters asks him, what storm, Mr. President? And he says, you'll find out. Now, this is way back, 2018 or something, and he has all these generals at the White House. I'm going to show you a poster that I think is really back from that day. So, first of all, listen to this.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
There's the famous phrase, what storm, Mr. President? You'll find out. The world will find out. Now, the whole thing that he has done, in one sense, has been the storm, because he has been working methodically with the intelligence community, with really the military intelligence, all this time to move forward and to expunge them from to drain the swamp. He's been doing that. But this real storm we're looking for and waiting for and hoping for and praying for this to happen soon is this storm of arrests. Nothing's going to satisfy us until these people are arrested and brought before justice. And I'm going to show you not only from what's happening on the 17 board, but also from God's word, what it says is going to happen. Okay. So the first thing is, I want you to see there are three posts online on the 17 board. You can find this on qanon.pub or qagg.org. News. Either one. I'm on the first one. Anyway, there are three posts that says biggest advanced drop on poll. biggest advanced drop on poll. I want you to see this because he's giving us some hints that he wants us to focus on. Out of all 4,922 posts, this is very, very important that he wants us to see. He says, think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled. Save and spread. Once 11.3 verifies its first market, biggest advanced drop on poll. That he's giving us inside information, but it's, you know, it's obviously with always plausible deniability and always with just a hint, because he can't give us obviously secret intel. But it is that he did give us advanced information that there's going to be a military operation. Military will take over at some point. Now that sounds crazy, because that sounds like, communist country. But how can you get around that? And that's what I'm going to make sure that you understand, because it very likely could be happening soon as we speak. Here it is, the 21st of June, 2026. President Trump is with his generals at Camp David. And J.D. Vance is in Iran with Kushner and Witkoff, resolving the final details on the Iran war. Of course, it's not Iran, it's the cabal. And so, yeah, we have a lot of big things, a lot of big moving parts that are happening right now, at least before the public eye. It says, who controls the NG, which believe that's National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? So the National Guard is normally called in by the state officials. And so they're not normally federalized. But when can they work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll, on this board, on this 17 board. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. This is what we're waiting for. We're waiting to see this happen. And, I think it says clean and swift. Another place it says it cannot go slow. So this is going to be a swift washing away of this criminal cabal. All right, and then one more place it says, biggest drop to ever be provided on poll. Why does Obama travel in advance of POTUS to foreign locations? Why is this relevant? Focus on the power of POTUS as it relates to the Marines. How can military intelligence, what I believe this MI is, be applied to prosecute bad actors and avoid corrupt agencies and judges? We know you cannot go through these corrupt judges. They have all these corrupt judges in place, but you can go through military tribunals. And so how can military intelligence be applied to prosecute these people? That's what we don't want them to skate. We don't want them to escape justice. And so President Trump has that power to prosecute them with military intelligence. Biggest drop on poll. That's why all of us have been waiting and on the edge of our seats and realizing that our fight is not it's not through Congress, because they're all controlled. Just listen to the video I did yesterday, where I played a clip of Ted Cruz, who's supposed to be like one of the top, Republicans. And here you see that he's highly, highly controlled. This is the one right here. It's time. This one right here. Yeah, definitely check into that one, because I think you'll really like seeing that one that I just posted yesterday. All right. Anyway, back to this. Okay, yeah, these are the three that talk about the biggest drop on the poll. And so that's why all of us who have been following this military operation since 2017 are sitting still on the edge of our seats, almost whatever, however many years later, waiting, almost 10 years, waiting to see this happen. And so I just wanted you to be aware of this. If you're new and you really weren't aware of, a part of this all those years ago, I wanted you to see some of these very important posts. So here's another one that's very similar. It says, skiff, which is a secure, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but anyway, it's a secure location where you don't allow phones in, and it's a completely no technology environment where no one can hear what is being discussed. I think that's basically what's happening at Camp David. The whole point of Camp David is it's no one can hear, no one can see what they're talking about, what's going on. No technology there to potentially cause the bad guys to hear and to know what's coming and all the plans. Military intelligence. What is, quote, state secrets and how upheld in the SC Supreme Court? What must be completed to engage military intelligence over other three-letter agencies? Normally, they work in coordination. But what? How can the military intelligence engage over them, over the CIA, over the NSA, over the FBI? What must occur to allow for civilian trials? Civilian trials. Why is this relevant? Okay, so it goes on a little bit more. I'm not going to go into all those things right now, but I just wanted you to focus on that. And here's something very interesting that just happened that President Trump just talked about in talking about taking over Washington, D.C. Did you guys see this? And I posted, is this the storm? Is this the Insurrection Act? I'm going to read to you a little bit more about the Insurrection Act in just a second. President Trump could soon fully take over Washington, D.C. under federal control after a socialist leftist candidate won the Democratic mayor primary. Louis George said, I will stand up to Trump. And Trump says, we won't put up with it. We're not going to lose our businesses. We got rid of crime. Now, he's always talking about, oh, we're, you know, it's about business and all that. But it's really about the Insurrection Act. Is, you know, we're getting control, again, with the Law of War Manual 11.3 is where you get control of the seat of power. And no little mayor of Washington, D.C. is going to override the federal government. It's not going to happen. And so it's not really about crime and businesses, even though that's what he's saying. She's not going to control and protect the criminals who have been running our country through the seat of power in Washington, D.C. I want you to hear this.
George makes no bones about her left-leaning politics. In fact, she campaigned on countering the president. Brace for flashpoints between the president, Congress, and the prospective mayor.
As mayor, I will work with anyone who makes D.C. safer, but I will also stand up to Trump and anyone who targets our neighbors.
The president has threatened to take over the District of Columbia if Louis George wins this fall. He can do that because Washington is a special federal enclave and Congress can serve as a super city council. The president hinted that he may move on D.C. if voters elect Louis George.
Well, I wouldn't like it, and maybe we'd take back Washington, run it on the federal basis. We won't put up with it. We're not going to lose our businesses. We got rid of the crime. We're 92% down on crime.
Expect fights over the federal role governing D.C. next year.
All right. It's very, I mean, they're talking about this being enacted if she wins in November. But it's, I'm just throwing this out there. This could happen well before then. And he's throwing this out there into the public arena that he has the authority to take over Washington, D.C., to federalize Washington, D.C. And he's not going to be the federal government is not going to be under the control of some little little podunk mayor. Okay, so I just wanted to point that out, and also I want to read to you a little bit about the Insurrection Act. Under, I'm going to make it a little bit bigger so you can see it. Under the Insurrection Act, 10 USC 251-255, the president can deploy military forces domestically to suppress rebellion, insurrection, or enforce federal law when states cannot or will not. This can include support roles with intelligence elements through direct law enforcement, though direct law enforcement is restricted. Okay. So I wanted you to see that limited military support to civilian agencies is allowed that military personnel do not override the FBI. Okay. So I want you to see under the Insurrection Act, we just talked about on the 17 board, this is what Lincoln did and has been done in a few situations to save the Republic. This is what President Trump, it appears, is going to do. Not, you know, on your street, but on mainly on the seat of power in Washington, D.C. to get control. Now, in the past, we thought, okay, you know, like when Biden stole the election, we're like, maybe this is it. It clearly was not it. So it's all this amazing timing, and it takes a lot longer than I really want it to. But we are at a very interesting crossroads where Iran is being set free and then saving Israel for last. We're seeing a lot of exposure, as I talked about on this most recent video, a lot of exposure about Netanyahu and Fauci. So that's pretty exciting to see all of that happening. So we'll watch and see exactly the timing on it. You know, we would need Cuba to be set free, but that one should take about 30 minutes, right? So that's, you know, and that may be just at the very, very end. All right, so I want you to see that and be prepared for that. And as I was just reading on the cue board, a lot the masses tend to panic in such situations. So, you know, we don't want anybody to panic. Our job as the deplorables, as the awakened ones, we are supposed to be prepared so that we are not the ones who panic. We're supposed to help everybody else when this happens to realize, hey, we're getting our country back. Okay. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. This is post 22. All right. Is that good? A-okay. Everybody give me the thumbs up. If this is all making sense, if you have questions, I can throw them in the chat and I'll try to answer. But I think that pretty much says what, you know, I'm trying to accomplish today. All right. I want you to see this also. This is very cool. It goes along with a very interesting connection that I've found where, we're going back. We're basically having 1776 again, fighting the same imperialist regime, King George, as they were, you know, in 1776, you know, won in 1783 and signed the peace treaty. Yeah, I can tell where I'm going with this. Anyway, so this is with Washington, George Washington crossing the Delaware. That's what we're doing. We're crossing this Delaware, so to speak, to defeat this criminal cabal that has overtaken our country. And they are the insurrectionists, not us. On January 6th, we were not the ones doing the insurrection. It is them. They are the ones who have taken over our country and filled our country with people who are committing treason at every level, right? So I want you to see this treaty of Versailles that was signed in 1783 after our wonderful forefathers won the Revolutionary War. It was a pair of agreements signed on September 3rd, 1783 at the Palace of Versailles between Great Britain and its allies, France and Spain, formally ending hostilities of the American Revolutionary War. There you go, right there. Oh, yeah, hit the like. That's not what I was going to show you. I wanted you to see. Oh, where is it? Don't tell me I deleted it. I want you to see Versailles. Where is it? Is this for the treaty? Here's President Trump signing. Somebody said, this is the Treaty of Versailles. Basically, this is the Treaty of Versailles again. But this is the Treaty of Versailles to end the hostilities of the American Revolution, where it will be done forever. Yeah, so he is, look at that face. Look at that face. He knows this is the end of it, all the final end of it. As you know, clearly, the Antichrist, the criminal cabal, the New World Order, the Beast of Revelation, was not defeated in 1783. But what's happening now in this Battle of Armageddon is they're being defeated worldwide. And they'll never, the Bible says in Revelation 19, they will never come out again. And so basically with him holding up that paper, that's basically him saying, this is our ticket to freedom. We are not going to be under their boot anymore. They're not going to rear their ugly head and control the world ever again. That's where we are on the timeline of history. So here is, here's President Trump at Versailles. It is beautiful. I got to go there years and years ago. This really great friend of mine took me over there, and we ended up, it's outside of Paris, just for those of you who've never been here and been there. And so we had to take a train. We didn't realize we almost missed the train. We had raced like crazy. We hurried and we jumped on this train, and it was like from a movie. And so we went all the way out there. Well, by the time we had a very tight schedule, by the time we got out there, we weren't able to go inside, but we were all able to be on the grounds, which are absolutely, palatial, absolutely beautiful, and dripping with gold. I mean, look at everything, just absolute opulence. I always think of how much it's probably the expense of all the people, but this is their beautiful palace that has been used for the signing of all these peace treaties all these years. Now, how many of them were truly, truly brought peace? That remains to be discussed. But this one that President Trump is doing is the end of it, the final end of it. Let's see if I can make this. Yeah. There they are walking through the beautiful Palace of Versailles. It is absolutely stunning. Famous, the artwork that is, you can't even determine how the price of this amazing chandeliers and historical value, just over the top. But there he is, looking like he's besties with the Macrons. So bottom line, he is there symbolically to show that we are defeating this criminal cabal once and for all. This is not just a peace treaty against the IRGC of Iran. It's much, 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 much bigger than that. This is the peace treaty against this cabal. Now, of course, you can't even have a peace treaty with them because they are bound and determined to destroy humanity. And so that's why the military is the only way. We have to cast them out. And they know that we know that there's no other way except the military. We can't make peace with them. They are diametrically opposed to peace because these people are run by demons. But anyway, in Versailles, beautiful. It is absolutely stunning. And, remind you of what President Trump has at Mar-a-Lago and now has made the White House to be. Even though the White House is much smaller, it is the seat of power. Versailles is just a kind of a figurehead. All right, so I want you to see that. Now I'm going to show you this. This got kind of out of the correct location. Let's see if I can show you. Okay, so here's where I was talking about, President Trump is at Camp David. And so that one kind of got out of order too. But bottom line, he's at Camp David right now as we speak here on June 21st. All right, I hope that is very helpful. Now, the next thing I want you to see is this is dated June 20th. Of course, yesterday was June 20th. Here we are in this very amazing moment where we're getting this all resolved in Iran. And it says here, FF prevented. False flag prevented, as in what happened at this UFC fight. Now, if we had had this terrible false flag happen at the White House, that's all that would have been discussed. If the people had been, what they planned was that the people would have been running and trying to get out of there, and they would have been mowed down by shooters. That's what they had planned. Of course, our wonderful FBI, our wonderful intelligence community under the leadership of Kash Patel prevented it. But can you imagine? It was, that's what it says here, FF prevented. That's what they would have done. That's what their plan was. It would have been all they would have talked about for weeks. And it would have really put a kibosh on us discussing peace in the world against the cabal. That's how they've always done it. They get these operations, these false flags, and so that everyone's focusing on that, and you can't even do anything else because they gobble up the whole airspace, right? But thank God it was prevented, and the lives were saved, and we can move on with getting peace in the world. As President Trump said, that's what he wanted for his birthday. Not a false flag. Not a terrible not a terrible death event. Next, immigration and child separation. Narrative change critical. This is what they are always doing. They're trying to change the narrative. They're trying to get the narrative on, you know, all of this. Look over here instead of moving forward to defeat the cabal. And President Trump is on this focused, and he's focusing our attention on defeating the cabal. And, you know, right now, Jared Kushner and Witkoff and J.D. Vance are in Switzerland to get this settled once and for all. We see him, President Trump, holding up this paper at Versailles. This is the narrative that he wants us to focus on. That's why we're going to focus right there on that, getting peace in the world, getting the cabal defeated, not on what they would want to cause all this mayhem and evil. All right. Distract IG report, distract from hearings, distract from Korea, Iran next. This was back in 2018. And this is when Korea was, you know, in the news about being set free. Really, that's what, and we're having peace with Korea. They didn't want to talk about that. They wanted to distract from that. And but President Trump was saying at that time, Iran was next. Who knew it was going to be, you know, 8 years later that we would see finally, Iran being set free. It took a long time. Regime in trouble. Yes, he's talking about the IRGC in Iran being in trouble, but really, it's the big regime. It's the ones at the top, the puppet masters at the top. That's the regime that's in trouble. People are awakening. The projection. These people are sick. Winning. Yay. So I want you to see that. This is a really great connection point with 620. Right here we are with Iran being set free. So just trust the plan. Trust all of this that's going on. Here is Witkoff and Kushner and JD going over there. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, all the diplomacy that they have to go through. But everyone in the Middle East is wanting this to happen. Even the, you know, obviously the people of Iran, but also the leadership, who's now the third tier of Iran, wants this to happen. The only ones who don't want it to happen are the people who are minions of the cabal and the ones at the top of the cabal. But we're going to win. No, I can't tell you exactly how it's all going to happen, but it is. Here they are coming to, you know, down this stairway, the leadership team in Iran to negotiate in Switzerland. So that's what's happening right now as we speak. All right. So I got that. All right. So I wanted you to see something very, very interesting in Revelation chapter 11. And this is about this timeline of us, of these criminals being defeated. You guys are very familiar with Revelation 11:11. I've quoted this to you many times, but for those of you who are new, I just want to read this super quick. After 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. This is talking about us. We are the two witnesses. We are the church and the state. We are the ones who will take rule in this world to run this world with righteousness and to be the healing, as it talks about in the two witnesses. If you're not familiar with this, definitely go and look at my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's, I think 100,000 people have read it. And so it's a very big deal that, yeah, I'm very thankful the Lord helped me to decode Revelation. Sounds crazy to me that I'm saying that, but it's the truth. I'm like, if there's anybody else who has truly been able to decode it, please, they should put it on Amazon because it's not there. I haven't seen it. If it's there, I haven't seen it. Anyway, this is decoding what's really going on in what John was trying to tell us on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago, that God would wake us up and we stood up. He breathed life into us. We were sleeping so soundly, and then the Lord woke us up. It's absolutely amazing. And terror struck all who were staring at them. They're like, these people are awake now. These people know what's going on. They won't stop talking about us. They won't stop exposing us. Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? Pinch yourself right now that you are chosen for this. It's really amazing. And so if people don't understand, that's okay. Eventually they will. But yeah, it's if they're asleep, they're still asleep. That's just what it is. But it's great when you have friends and family who do wake up and who understand what's going on. All in, that's perfect timing, right? Then a loud voice from heaven called to the two prophets, come up here, and they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. In other words, we are rising to these positions of authority, not just an official position, yes, but more importantly, that our voice is carrying and holding weight, and that people are listening, and they're it's awakening humanity. That's the whole point of, you know, that we can push, we can move society, we can change the narrative, as I was just reading in that 17 post. But this is the one I wanted to point out to you. This is in verse 13, and this is right before Christ is crowned as the King of the world, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's the Lord. In verse 13, it says, at that same time that we're rising into these positions of authority, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. Now, it's not talking about a physical earthquake. Don't worry about a physical earthquake. That's not what it's talking about. The earthquake is the shaking of this cabal so that brings them crashing down. And you think of an earthquake, it's like, you know, in the Bible where it says earthquakes, the earth opened and the bad guys fell down into hell. If you remember Korah's rebellion in the book of Numbers, I think it is, that they were rebelling against Moses, the Lord's leader. And the Lord literally opened up. He said, they drew a line. Moses drew a line in the sand, basically, and said, which side are you on? Are you on my side or on their side? And then the Lord opened up the earth and they fell in. It was a scene, man. It was a wild scene. But here it's talking about this terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. What's this city? Is obviously the cabal city, the city of Babylon, the city of evil, that they are destroyed. 7,000 people died in that earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. What is this talking about? 7,000 people is a symbolic number of the minions of the cabal. That if they've been on that side with the Korah's rebellion, with the evildoers, with the cabal, they've had a chance to come onto the Lord's side. They've had a chance to come and turn over evidence and to stop working for them. And if they've made their bed, they're going to have to lie in it. They're going to have to bear the consequences for their sins. As the Lord says many times, come out from among her. Come out. So 7,000 died. Again, it's a symbolic number. I don't know how many, maybe 7,000 will die, maybe 70,000. It's a symbolic number. This whatever number the Lord has, those are the ones who are going to be killed, brought to justice. And then everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. So there are some who will be able to repent and come out of the control of these minions. And because I'll tell you, I would hate to be one of their minions, because they're in a terrible position, and it's a bad, bad deal. I would not have wanted to have been a congressman who was under their control, that they'll say, if you don't say what we want you to say, we'll kill you and your family. Those people are not going to, you know, obviously be punished. So it's not about them being punished. They'll be set free. But the ones who are died in the wool, have made their bed with the cabal, they will have to be brought down to justice, right? And everyone else, though, will be able to be set free and give glory to the God of heaven. All right, how about that? Isn't that great? I'm telling you, I love me some Revelation 11. So like I said, if you haven't read it yet, definitely go and check it out. And also, you know what you should do is definitely check into, that's not what I want to do, go and look at this one right here, the study guide. There's the answer key, but this is the study guide. So what I would do, if you're new to Revelation, or if you don't really feel like you've got it firmly in your mind what's happening, go and read the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. This one right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's the end times for the cabal and a thousand years of peace for us. That's, you know, the name says it all, but I explain in there the mark of the beast. I explain in there the 666. I explain, you know, all these things that I didn't know before until the Lord helped me because of the cue board, and also how the timing because of the biblical astronomy, and also the truth about Israel and the lost tribes of Israel. Just so many pieces of the puzzle came together to help me to decode it. Anyway, after you read it, and you can also listen to it on Melissa Red Pill. I have the audiobooks right here on Melissa Red Pill. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, here they are. And actually, I have all the books, the Golden Age, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, The Major Clues from Minor Prophets. The Minor Prophets are wonderful. And also all these Bible stories we've heard all of our lives. I have them all on audiobooks. So you can grab them right there, buy three, get one free. So I think you'll really, really enjoy that. So the other thing I wanted to point out is something that is in the Golden Age book. And so this is what I think a lot of people who haven't read the Word of God for themselves, or have not, and even if they've been in church, if they haven't read the Word for themselves, they don't realize this wonderful truth in God's Word that says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled with a yoke of bondage." This is what is happening, is the Lord is here to set us free. He's here to set humanity free. And you want to stand fast in that liberty and not get in a yoke of bondage where you're under this control. The Lord wants us to be free. We are free to say what He puts in our heart to say. We're free to be who He made us to be, and we're not to be under this yoke of bondage by anyone. And it's really by the Spirit of the Lord. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to just make us feel like we're in a straitjacket. But the Lord is wanting us to be free. So just walk in that. Stand in that. It says, don't be entangled with a yoke of bondage. So just be, you know, walk and ask the Lord how to really set your spirit and your heart free so that you don't have anything that is holding you down, entangling you up. All right. So this is one of the chapters in the book, The Golden Age. This one right here. Let me grab this one real quick. This one right here that I just released, The Golden Age. So this one has several chapters, The Golden Age of Truth, and The Golden Age of Justice, and The Golden Age of Beauty, and The Golden Age of Peace, and all these great chapters going through all of God's Word and picking out verses of the wonderful promises that are in the Golden Age. Well, this is on the Golden Age of Freedom. And yes, we're talking about here, we're going to come up on the 4th of July and have our celebration of our freedom in our country. And yes, this beautiful treaty that President Trump signed at Versailles, and you know, hearkening back to the one our forefathers did at Versailles in 1783. But what are we looking for? What do we want, right? And so I wanted you to point out a couple things from this chapter. One is from Romans 8, verses 20 through 22. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of decay into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. This is an amazing passage right here. You know, we have been groaning and travailing and pushing to try to get this kingdom born on earth. That's what you guys are doing. A lot of people are asleep still. They may not get it, but we do. We want His kingdom to come, His will to be done on this earth. We want everyone to be set free. Iran to be set free, and Venezuela to be set free, and Gaza to be set free, and Cuba to be set free, and America to be set free. And not just in a piece of paper, but literally in our hearts, in our spirits, for the mental illness to go, for people to not fall victim to all the things that the big pharma has done, all of these things, where you're free in your spirit to hear the Lord and to follow Him and to be, you know, have this beautiful peace in your heart and your mind. So we have to be in that place. If you're not in that place, I really encourage you to seek the Lord and ask Him to help you to be set free. okay, to deliver us from the bondage of decay. Like, get up off me, right? Into this liberty of the glory of the children of God. You are created in his image. You are the winged man standing on the land. You are a sovereign individual who can think for yourself, who doesn't have to be told what to do and what to say. We are not under their control, where they get to tell us how we can live. And we are basically chattel that they control. No, we are free. You can think for yourself, and you can be a sovereign individual with your own thoughts, with your own freedom, with your own abilities, and setting that creative ability free, unleashing the creativity in America and throughout the world. This is what we're going toward in the golden age, where everybody is set free from this bondage. Where, can you imagine if everyone had this their creative abilities just unleashed? So really, let's ask the Lord to do that, to help us to be free, to set free our creative abilities. I love being able to create and make something beautiful. It's just really something you enjoy doing, or something that would be helpful for someone else. Imagine everybody operating at that level, in that place, being set free and not being pushed down and held down. Amazing. So before I do anything else, I want to show you super quick. I'm going to go to Melissa Red Pill, and I want you to look on the very first page. Go when you go to melissaredpill.com, and you'll see this beautiful picture right here, which is, that's a giant face of Melissa. All right, so this right here is this beautiful sign in the heavens called the Sign of the Son of Man. If you haven't seen my video about this, please go and look at it over on Melissa Red Pill. Just search for Sign of the Son of Man. But bottom line, this is from Revelation 12, 1 and 2. It says, there was a created a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. You see the sun's on her shoulders. The moon is under her feet. She has 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. This beautiful sign happened September 23rd, 2017, during the Feast of Trumpets. And this is she's travailing to have the kingdom of Christ born on earth. That's the picture of this sign. And this happened at the beginning. This was the kickoff to the Battle of Armageddon. In my book, this one, let's see, one of these ones. Yeah, I think it's, the Minor Prophets. I have a whole chapter pulling out the verses in God's word that talk about the woman in labor. This is us in labor to see Christ formed on the earth, his kingdom formed on earth. So I want you to see, that beautiful sign in the heavens. Where was I? So this is, and so he's saying here in this passage, where did I put it? This one, it says, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. So the whole world is groaning for this. Your friends and your family members, even the ones who are asleep, are groaning for this. They don't know how to get there. They may not be willing to accept the truth of what we're talking about and join into the battle and be a deplorable, because you catch a lot of grief. But everybody wants there to be peace on earth, and this, whatever's causing all this mayhem, to be gone. And the wonderful truth is, that's where we are, on the door. We're all, in one way or the other, even the pitiful brainwashed protesters, many of them are out there trying to get peace on earth. We're all in this struggle. So many people are, except for the cabal minions. And it's just a matter of, Once this military operation happens and the cabal minions are gone, it'll be clean and swift, no civil unrest, no war, because everybody will realize, those were the ones who were causing all this mayhem continually. All right. So I want you to see that this golden age of freedom. I talk about, more about not being in bondage to sin, to debt, to fear, to government, to the financial system, to their narrative. The Lord wants us to be free. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy that passage, that chapter in the book, The Golden Age. I'll go ahead and pop this over into the chat so you guys can have that. And my wonderful helpers can put this over into the comments, please. I would really appreciate it. All right, so now, and our time is, I know I'm waiting, probably way over time. I get Too excited about all these things I'm talking about. I want you to see this. This is our wonderful John Solomon. And so he just came out and said something very interesting the other day. I mean, I'm going to grab this one real quick. He said that he's going to be taking a little bit of time off from his regular duties to do this.
I mentioned it on my podcast today. For the next couple of months, I'm working as an unpaid government employee to help the government identify documents that can be released to the public. It's your information, after all. Bureaucrats keep us from it. I have an opportunity to help the government identify some documents, some secrets, and things you should know about when it comes to weaponization, election integrity, other things. We're going to work on that. But during that time, I just want you to know, I've stepped aside as the editor-in-chief of Just the News. I still do my reporting. We're still going to do the amazing show here with Amanda. But I want everybody to know that I'm doing this. I'm unpaid. I don't take any money from the government. I think it's a good role for a journalist to play shows.
Okay. So he's saying that he's going to be doing revealing some of these secrets. There you go. And so a lot of people have said they have inside secrets. I'm wondering if a lot of these people have just been, you know, have someone feeding them something that they're not necessarily working with the government, right? I think that's been the case. I've always told you, I don't have any insider information. I'm just piecing this together, you know, lady with a laptop. But John Solomon, on the other hand, is connected to President Trump, and he was listed on the 17 board. And, okay, where was it? There's a passage. Where was it? That's not the one. Okay, that's the one about the biggest drop on poll, which is really good, but that's not the one. Okay, sorry about that. Here he's saying on this post right here. I thought I had it right there. Yeah, okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's do this one. On this post right here, post 2626, it says, there's a reason why SH, SC, and JS are on stage. In this one, one's Sarah Carter, and I can't remember what the SH is, but anyway, JS is John Solomon. Okay, so here it's talking about the clock is ticking. When will the first alarm ring? This is way back from 2018, you guys. If the Senate was the primary target of majority control, 53-47, active when, EO, active when, executive order, ongoing investigations. Here's something from Sarah Carter. She said, there are a lot of sealed indictments, right? That was big news. There's a lot of sealed indictments that are likely from military intelligence that they have these military tribunals that are going on. There are a lot of these sealed indictments that we don't necessarily know about, but they've been working behind the scenes. And then also, as H said, it's all going to come out. U1, Dossier, CF, Clinton Foundation, etc. And then John Solomon, it says, I have pretty good sources, SH. There's a reason why they are on stage, because they are going to be the good media that is going to expose, you know, the truth about all this. And that's what, you know, I want you to be aware of that. I want you to know that John Solomon is playing a very important role, and that we're going to, you know, be following what he does. And whenever he posts something, I will definitely put it out there for you guys to see. Okay, so it's post 36. I'm going to go to post 36. What if wizards and warlocks tipped off a local reporter as to the supposed unscheduled stop? I'm going to pull that one up for you. This is post, let me see. 36. I think that's the way. No. Okay, let me do it this way. I had it pulled up. All right. Do it this way, right here. Watch your eyes. I'm going to scroll down to post 36. Bear with me real quick. I'll find it in just a second. All right, so here is post 36. That's the one where it was talking about military intelligence that I was reading to you. How many military intelligence generals have been in and out of the White House in the past 30 days? And when you scroll down to the middle of the post, what if the wizards and warlocks tipped off a local reporter as to the supposed unscheduled stop? Wizard and warlocks is really talking about the white hats in the intelligence community. There are white hats in the CIA, and they tipped off a local reporter. Well, who is that talking about? Well, we think it's talking about John Solomon as to the supposed unscheduled stop. So if you remember when Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch met on the tarmac and they talked about, you know, whatever they said about tea and crumpets or some kind of grandchildren, No, they did not. They were talking about how Loretta Lynch would be getting a sweetheart deal if she did as she was told. And she would get to be on the Supreme Court. That's what they were really talking about. And so how did anybody even know that this was going on? It was because of John Solomon being tipped off. And the wizards and warlocks know about these things. And so him as a reporter, he puts this out there. Well, he is truly getting insider information. Not a lot of people are. You've got the SC, the SH, and the John Solomon. Those are the ones who are getting this information. And so we'll be, whenever he posts something, I will definitely be putting this over on social media. Definitely follow us on the social media on melissaredpill.com. You'll find the real Melly. There's a lot of fake Mellies out there, but go and follow us over on Telegram. We're on Melissa Red Pill X. We're on Getter and on Truth Social. Okay, so definitely, and also join with us on all those places to help push our information out there. All right, so now the next thing is, President Trump just posted this, that Keir Starmer is resigning. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So yeah, this is great. This is awesome. He just said he had done a terrible job. Yeah, and so he's set to resign on Monday. The Observer newspaper is reporting UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to resign on Monday and outline an orderly exit. After a string of failures, record immigration, skyrocketing crime in some areas, economic struggles, and deep unpopularity, this could be the beginning of the end for the troubled leadership. Here's an AI video. It's kind of cute. I'll show it to you.
UK has ever had, and I will be resigning on Monday. Please forgive me for my epic failures while in office.
Right. And of course, it's AI. That's not exactly what he's going to probably say on Monday, but he's gone. And he's, of course, been one of the ones talking with Zelensky about, you know, sending more money over to Ukraine to help them to all this war. We'll wait and see if a good guy gets put in his place or if it's just going to be another puppet leader. Until, I would not be surprised if it's just another puppet leader until these cabal minions are ultimately arrested. But they realize that his popularity has taken a nosedive and they need to replace him. I'm betting that that's really what's happening. So don't, we're not looking for the UK to be run by good people, unfortunately, until the criminal cabal is gone. Okay, so I just want to set your expectations. This guy was just captured. $1.2 billion, you guys. This fraudster fled overseas and he just got arrested in the Philippines. Huge credit to Cash Patel. Woo! The Biden administration could have gotten away with them, but they let this, could have gotten him, but they let this guy run away. Why? Because he was their minion. He's getting the money and giving a big chunk of the money to his handlers. Hello, that's the way it works. So yay, thank you, Cash Patel. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so then I think that's everything. Oh, I know I have something cool. I've got one more thing to show you. I've got one more cool thing to show you. All right, so before we go, okay, so we know that RFK is working really hard to expose this criminal cabal and everything that they've been doing to us. He has been exposing Big Pharma, exposing the vaccine industry, exposing, you know, how they have intentionally worked hard to keep us sick. And, you know, James Woods puts out this video. I'm not going to play it, but I'll give you the link to it. Bottom line, you know, this is what's been behind, unfortunately, the Big Pharma and big medicine, and to keep everybody sick. If the COVID mass murder didn't help everybody to see that, I don't know what will. Sometimes I'm just mesmerized about how people trust someone in just a white lab coat. You have to think for yourselves. I was just talking about this. Being set free is so you can freely think for yourself and think about, you know, what is truly going to make my body well. Again, there's something I've just hopefully within another week or two, I can really open up some really great things that I want to share with you guys. But I've got to just still cool my jets, but I haven't forgotten. I very much want to open that up. It's going to be gigantic. You're going to love it. Just stay tuned for that. Anyway, but yeah, so RFK is exposing them on the daily. Tulsi Gabbard exposing, as I just talked about in the video yesterday, exposing Fauci and how he ran these bioweapons labs and basically created this terrible bioweapon that murdered countless people in the world, and people are still struggling with their health because of it. All right. So I want just to remind you guys to go on. Let's see if I can. Yeah. Go. Yeah. That's from that video. It's time. And the storm plans right there in COVID in Camp David. Definitely go on to this page right here, freedomforce.live/health. Go back to this one. Yeah. freedomforce.live/health. I'm going to pop this over into the chat. And I just keep reminding everybody of this because it's extremely important that you think for yourself, that you do two main things. One is that you detox and that you get proper nutrients into your system. Absolutely critical to be able to, your body will heal itself if you will do both, mainly those two things. And you can stave off just about any malady if you will do those two things. And that's why I just keep beating the drum of detox, detox, detox every day. Now, here is one of the most, one of the greatest detoxes right here, as well as this one right here. Okay, so over on freedomforce.live/health, I just put the link into the chat. And I wanted to tell you, also definitely get the nutrients in the green smoothie. You can sprinkle it on your salad. You can do it, but I love to put it in my green smoothie. You can see my recipe for my green smoothie. It's just stuff you can get at the grocery store, but you will love it, and it will help your body to be strong, help your cells to be strong, detox the cells, but the PBX, and get your body strong so you can overcome whatever they throw at us, right? But this, the silver is absolutely amazing. If you haven't done the silver yet, go to freedomforce.live/silver. It's not about getting a silver coin. It's about literally drinking silver, and it gets rid of the fungus. Almost everybody has fungus and mold and bacteria in their body, and this, our ancestors knew about this, but they've hidden a lot of this. But now we have these wonderful patriots who have made this where it's very safe for you to drink and to protect your body. This one right here is, you can drink it every day. It's absolutely safe. So definitely check into that one, freedomforce.live/silver. And definitely do this. I want you guys to go to the probiotics page, freedomforce.live/P2. I'm going to pop that link right here. And if you have an issue where you don't really like water, a lot of you, right, like, you know, you drink, definitely don't drink water out of the tap. But even if you detox your water, filter your water, sometimes it's like, it just doesn't taste that good. I will tell you the trick, and it's so good, and it's so good for you. I want you all to try this. I'm going to scroll all the way down to this page right here. This one right here. This one here. Okay. Which one? The mouthwash. This. Okay, trust me on this one. This one's really good. And actually, this is what Heather over at P2 Probiotics told me about. She said, just squirt a little bit of that into your water, and it tastes like spearmint. It is so delicious. It will taste so good. And you are healing your guts so your body can absorb the nutrients that you are eating. Okay, so here's the link to that right there. freedomforce.live/P2, as in P2. And so if go on here and you'll watch this video. It's absolutely amazing to get your microbiome in perfect condition to absorb the nutrients. Very, very important. Most probiotics don't make it past your gut, so they can't go down into your large intestines and your small intestines to heal. But this is what it should look like. And that's what we're going for. It's not shag carpeting. That is supposed to be what your guts look like. And so many people have damaged their gut lining. And they literally have a leaky gut. They have little pockets where, like, the shag carpeting has pockets taken out of it. And so you're not absorbing the nutrients that you should. So I really encourage you to do this. It'll really be one of the biggest things, best things you can do for your health. I love the green smoothie. I love but it doesn't help if you can't absorb it. Okay. So if you're having intestinal issues, it's probably because of the food you've been eating. It's really important. I would also encourage you to go to prescribinglife.com to get your, to get a nutritional analysis. Let me pull this up super quick. Prescribinglife.com. And she's absolutely wonderful, has saved so many lives, restored people's lives who are in pain. You just will be so thankful that you met her. I hope and pray soon all the doctors in the world will be like the ones at prescribinglife.com. So this will help you to, your body to receive the nutrients that you desperately need. We're all basically malnutritioned. And for the golden age, when we'll live as long as trees, this is the key, that we'll have our nervous system working properly. We will not live in pain. We'll have our gut working properly. And these are the ways to do it. So if you are struggling with your health, I would really just encourage you to research this, learn more about it. Here is prescribinglife.com. I'm popping that over onto the into the comments too, into the chat. Okay, the last thing I'm going to show you. This is something I've had for a long, long time. I'm going to show you this because I wonder if we're really at the door of having the JFK Jr. truth come out. So check this out.
I will expose my father's killers no matter who they are, even if I have to bring down the whole government.
Are you ready?
We have confirmed reports that John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and her sister Lauren Bessette are dead. The single-engine plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean late last night. Search and rescue teams are now recovering.
Everything's going according to plan, friends. Let's get to work.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
There you go. Thank you, Spiritual Street Fighter, for putting this out there. I thought that was great. I will tell you this. If I was JFK Jr. and I knew what they had done to my father, I would do that. That's exactly what I would have done. And especially if Donald Trump was my best friend. That's exactly what I would have done. What about you guys? Is that what you would have done? All right. So then the next thing I want you to see, and this is over on, I'll pop this over into the chat to see. This is over over on the social media. I'll just put on here JFK Jr. Okay, so this is the second post. This is, if you haven't seen this, this is where RFK was asked to touch his nose if JFK Jr. is alive. And next thing you know, he touches his nose. Okay, John. I'm not going to play the sound because he's not really talking about that. He's talking about something totally different. But RFK Jr. is watching the feed, and you see here in the middle, it says, touch your nose if JFK Jr. is alive.
Public domain and the Deitch memo is one of those documents.
I wish I could make him be quiet. Okay, there you go. Now I can make him be quiet. Okay, so touch your nose. I guess he kept putting it out there and various times. And then finally, RFK saw it and he touched his nose. There you go. There you go. Touch your nose if JFK Jr. is alive. There he goes. He's going to touch his nose. He knows he is working with RFK, is working with JFK Jr. I feel very sure this whole point of him running for president was a wake up. Yeah, there you go. Look at him smile. What a cute smile. That was very cool to see all this great information. So this was on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s on his feed that he had that. He put this out there. He put it out there. And again, plausible deniability. But yeah, he ran for president to be a red pill for the Democrats and really for the whole world. And now as the HHS secretary, he is doing his dream job to take down this big pharma. So I really encourage you to just listen to RFK Jr. Do not listen to big pharma and big medicine. And then I want you to see this is one of my most prized possessions. This is the George magazine. It's called the 20-year anniversary edition, and I'm going to show you JFK Jr.'s picture on page 13. So I have this at my house. I got this years and years ago, 2017. So here is the cover, his amazing untold story that no one is supposed to really know about this, that he faked his death. And so I really do believe he did. And so here's the picture of America. We lost a young America's son. So here, I need to turn it. Sorry about that. I didn't realize it was turned that way, but turn your head and you can see that this is a picture not of JFK Jr. when George Magazine was released and the opening ceremony for the magazine, but it's actually the him now. If you look at this picture, this is clearly him now. There is no reason in the world for them to have done an age progression except that he was, and if you notice, he's flipping off this criminal cabal. And that's why it's called George. He's flipping off King George. This is what he's doing. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to save this as X. I'm going to see if I can open it up so you don't have to crane your neck. Wouldn't that be great? How about if I just do it that way? There you go. If I can make it, I can turn it. And I'm not still going to be able to turn it. Okay, hang on. I'm bound and determined to do it so that you guys can see it, because I just hate for something like that to happen. You can't. But yeah, I really do believe that's what he's. Real quick. Here we go. I got it. I got it for you. How about that? Got it. That's what he looks like now. Or at least 7 years ago. He's flipping off George, King George. He's working with President Trump to sign the Treaty of Versailles, where we truly are free from this criminal cabal. So I think this is amazing timing. What do you guys think? I think so. I know I'm ready for it. I know you are too. All right. So I think that's everything I had to show you today. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope this is also beneficial for you, and just to be encouraged that we're going to defeat our enemies. And let's pray. Again, Lord, we praise you and we thank you that you are going to rule this world, and that nothing can stop what is coming. And that it's going to be not only peace in the world. Thank you, Lord. Not only truth. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be all these wonderful things and peace of mind and freedom. Lord, help us to lay hold of that freedom today, because that's what you died on the cross to set us free. Help us to be free. Help us to live free. Thank you for our wonderful president. Thank you for JFK Jr. Thank you for all the white hats who've been working so hard. Thank you for John Solomon, just everyone who has been working hard together to complete this mission. Lord, help us just to remember that when people don't understand us, when people misunderstand and they just don't get it, that we know that one day they will wake up, but that you have chosen us for this task to be awake. Thank you, Lord, that you've used all the information that you've given us to help us to protect our health, to protect those around us, to protect at least the ones who will listen and to go to fight. And just, again, thank you, Lord, for the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray you continue to bless them, strengthen them, help them to stand in this day when the enemy is trying everything to pull us down, that we will, as it says in your word in Ephesians, will having done all to stand. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power to do that. And just very, very honored that you chose us for this day. Again, bless everyone on the battalion. Strengthen them. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. You know what? I got to show you one other quick thing. Is it too late to show you one more thing? No, I didn't do this. Okay, I've got super quick. I was just thinking about this when I was praying, that this Ephesians 6, you know, this is the passage that is, it's not right. Well, Ephesians 6 is one of the main verses on the 17 board. And if you remember in Ephesians 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, being strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And it says all the armor, you put on all this armor, and it says, therefore, put on every piece of this armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Stand your ground, putting on this belt of truth, the body armor of righteousness, all the parts of it. And so to be able to stand, this is the whole reason that we connect what's going on with the word of God, because we know that this is our strength. So knowing that the Lord is saving us, knowing that what he is doing in this world gives us the ability to stand. Okay. I'm going to go. That's it. I'm not going to do anything else. That's it. I'm going to try to find my page, and then I'm going to play this, and I'm going to go, and I'll see you on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Okay. 6 p.m. Central. Okay. I love you guys. I will talk to you later.
Came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.